Mornings and always streaming on the Civic.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Less than 2 weeks now until the election. Kamala Harris is in Pennsylvania for a town hall. Donald Trump is in Georgia.
There's a lot of love. We're going to have a big election. We're going to have a November 5th, and you'll probably, many of you have, who's already voted?
The White House weighed in today on a New York Times interview with Trump's former chief of staff. Linda Kenyon has that.
To be praising Adolf Hitler is dangerous and it's also disgusting.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre responding to recent interviews in which former Trump White House chief of staff John Kelly recounted Trump's own comments that Hitler, quote, did some good things. Vice President Harris earlier said Trump's statement shows who he really is. And Jean-Pierre says,
to agree about that determination, yes.
Adding, if you don't believe it, just listen to Trump's own words.
You've heard from the former president himself saying that he is going to be a dictator on day one.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Nicole Skanga reports there's a new warning from Microsoft about foreign election interference.
Experts from Microsoft point out Iran usually ramps things up right before Election Day. This year, no exception. An online persona operated by Iran has now begun posting as an American. This account is calling on Americans to boycott the elections due to both candidates' support for Israel's military operations. Nicole Skanga, CBS News, Washington.
The White House confirmed today that North Korean soldiers are being trained in Russia, 3,000 of them. It isn't clear whether they're being trained to fight in Ukraine, but Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says that would show Vladimir Putin's desperation.
You've heard me talk about the significant casualties that he has experienced over the last 2.5 years. This is an indication that he may be even in more trouble than most people realize.
Turkey has struck Kurdish targets in Iraq and Syria after an attack on a defense company near Ankara. 5 people were killed. McDonald's says it's working closely with the CDC to determine the cause of an E. coli outbreak linked to its Quarter Pounders. One person has died. Nearly 50 others have gotten sick in 10 states. Boeing said today its quarterly losses were $6 billion, $8 billion for the current year. Much of that's due to the strike by its workers, who are now voting on the latest contract offer. Actor Ron Ely has died, according to his daughter. He played Tarzan, doing his own stunts. He also appeared in other TV classics like The Love Boat. He was 86. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Much of the Badger State is still in high fire danger. In fact, in some parts of central and northeastern Wisconsin, the risk is now considered very high. Here's Brittany Merlot.
There have been 72 wildfires across Wisconsin in the past week, burning a total of 925 acres. Most of them were started by equipment like mowing operations, RVs, and more. But burning debris, even when it's been banned, has still been happening. Don't do it. One spark, even as small as a cigarette butt, can start a fire.
We're getting into cold and flu season. Extra hand washing and dry air can lead some to develop eczema. Dr. Abigail Tao, a Spirus dermatologist.
People with eczema tend to have more inflammation at the skin layer, so it presents with dry, itchy, scaly, rashy skin.
She says it's critical to take care of that dry skin. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, low 30s. Clouds return tomorrow, high to the mid-60s. In the late afternoon and evening, showers and storms around. Sunny and upper 50s Friday and Saturday. Highs warm to the low 60s Sunday, mostly sunny. Right now it's 48.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, former UN Ambassador Susan Rice will join us at 10:33. Hour number 2, All Things Sports with Paul Noonan from the Acme Packing Company. And this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome in to Camp Randall Live, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Packed house here at the Woo! Transportation Victory Hall. Even Tausch is excited.
This is nice. Big game coming up, big crowd. I mean, this is what it's about.
What's supposed to be, right? Exactly. Badgers winners of three straight, taking on the Penn State Nittany Lions, unbeaten, ranked third in this week's polls, both the coaches and
thanks
the AP
polls. Thanks
for telling
me that. I didn't really look at that stuff.
Yeah, now you know. Now you know. Soon to be 6-1 Penn State if things go the right way on Saturday. 6:30 will be the kick here at Camp Randall Stadium. Sold out. Camp Randall's under the lights. Is this like Halloween weekend too?
I think someone said that. And then aren't you, isn't there some band that you want to go to before you have to work?
Yeah. Let's get this out there right now. Not out of the way.
But I knew you weren't going to say out of the way.
Let's get this out there right now. 6:30 kick at Camp Randall, but get here early, as I know everybody here will. But tell your friends, there is a tailgate party going on at the UW Fieldhouse. Doors will open at 4. Best part, Taos, you'll love this. It's free.
That is always the best.
Yep.
That always is the best.
Yep. You got food and beverage.
That's even better for me.
Yep, including alcoholic beverages. Yeah. And live music from Taos's favorite group, the Love Monkeys. Right?
Love Monkeys. That sounds like something that maybe you at prom back in the day maybe went to the Love Monkeys.
I'm not sure that I remember. There's a lot of things in my head. And I was a D lineman. I wasn't like you. I got hit in the head a bunch of times. So if I did, I would enjoy them.
Yeah. The only thing that would make it different is if it was the Yacht Rock crew that LePay loves. So
it was kind of a Yacht Rock day Saturday, looking out at the lake, Lake Michigan, Wisconsin, and Northwestern. We'll get to that. But again, 4 o'clock at the UW Fieldhouse, free tailgate, be a lot of fun. Love Monkeys, real popular band, been around a long time. Play a lot of your favorites, including whatever Tausch requests. Mark, I know you'll be over there checking it out. Luke, if you're not doing anything, it all starts at 4.
That's where we're actually going to do our pregame interview is from there.
Yeah, it'll be good.
He knows that
by the way, on tonight's program, a bit later, we're going to visit with Brady Collins, director of football strength and conditioning and apparently swimming, as we go back to the last game. He is coming here tonight.
Really? I was wondering who was going to get the hot seat tonight. I had no idea.
He is on the hot seat. The Badgers, of course, coming off the win at Northwestern after the game. Apparently a deal is a deal. You can fill in some of the blanks, and Brady can fill in the rest. I don't know what the water temperature was. I'm guessing not real
chilly.
Warm. But he went and took a dip. Took one for the ball club, didn't he?
Yeah, with about 3.5 minutes ago in the game, I looked back at one of the other strength coaches. I said, make sure you find a route where Coach Collins can get to the water, because I know that these guys are not going in until he goes in the water. And so as he started to head that way, and I saw the security people kind of panicking, and I was actually standing there with Mac. And he looks at me and says, what's going on? I said, well, I think Brady has to get in the water, because he promised when we win, he's going to jump in the water. And he goes, does he know there's rocks? Like, it's not like a beach of some sort. I said, I don't know, but I think I'm going to stay right here with you, and I'm going to have that plausible deniability. Like, I'm with you. I have no idea what's going on over there. I would hope security would handle it, but, it was going to happen.
It's always funny how little things motivate. And not that was the motivator to beat Northwestern, but obviously the guys loved it. No, and it's, Brady's sitting there and he works those guys hard. So when you get a little payback opportunity, everybody's pretty fired up about it.
Yeah, as the game was running down 3.5 minutes, I said, hey, man, you're going. He's like, I didn't realize that's a little bit further away than I thought. Like, I don't think I can get over that. I said, oh, yeah, you are. Don't worry. I already sent somebody on a tour to make sure that they can find a route for you. So unless security can stop you, I think you're going to have to go.
In your coaching career, probably more as an assistant, at least I'll make that assumption, did you ever make a deal with your team? Like, if you win, I'll do this?
You know what? I'm trying to think. I don't know. I'm sure I did. I remember that I remember somebody did one time, and they had to do cornrows, and that was Coach Trestle. Yeah, he it was quite unique that think he had to spend like 3 hours one night as he came out for the team. It was after the season or something like that. But I think I learned after that one. I'm like, ooh, I don't know that I really want to ever kind of make some type of like
You got a
tattoo bed of some sorts or something like that.
You better be cautious because your old buddy Vrabel did that with Tennessee, and it was he was going to chop off a certain.
I think, fortunately, that
they didn't end up going to the Super Bowl. As coaches, you're going to have to pay up on that when that does come about.
Yeah, those are things you got to watch what you say sometimes. Within your own home, I guess maybe you could, kind of ease them over and things, but. As he would have done, I don't know that we would be announcing that right here in this
environment.
I would think not.
So relatively speaking, Brady took the more mild way. He negotiated the rocks very well. I don't think a lot of you in the room, those of you listening, had a chance to see that on social media. Very nimble and chilly water.
But careful of slipping. Yeah, that was not an easy path to get down there.
No, it wasn't. We'll recap the Northwestern game, look ahead to Penn State, obviously. We'll take our first break. We will get things going, and we'll get you filled in on how cool the water was at Lake Michigan when we visit with Brady Collins a bit later in the show. Badger fans, visit UWBadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Four families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's UWBadgers.com/contest. We'll take a break. We'll get her rolling. The Luke Fickell Radio Show, Camp Randall Live, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Back in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Hey Badger fans, fall is here and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
This is the Luke Fickell Show, Camp Randall Live Edition, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com, a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Mention the Badgers have won three straight, most recently last Saturday in Evanston, right by the lake in their temporary stadium at Northwestern while they redo Ryan Field. As usually the case down there, though, no matter the size of the venue, a lot of Badger fans were there, and that certainly was the case on Saturday. Mentioned, you know, Coach, three wins in a row. What's jumped out to you? What's impressed you the most about how your team has gone about winning these games the last 3 weeks?
I think it's consistency. I think that even from Purdue to
Rutgers
yeah. to Northwest, I mean, like, there's been a progression even there. And I don't know that everybody always sees it. It kind of probably looks similar because, you know, we've been fortunate enough to be in a pretty good place, you know, late in the games. But there has been even a progression in everything that we've done. We've had to handle some different things and some adversity. And I just think that guys have continued to be more consistent in what they're doing, more disciplined in what they're doing, and growing. And that's where, you know, even after the Purdue game, not just the second half of USA, I kind of went home. I was like, I feel like we're getting better. I know it doesn't always show, you know, but I'm talking about from a Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Thursday, a Friday. And as we've kind of continued to go, I've walked away each and every week thinking, okay, you never know how Saturday's always going to go. Like, you have this vision and, you know, you got to be ready for whatever, but I felt like, you know, over the last 5 weeks that there has been a growth and a progression from the consistency to what we're doing and the poise to be able to execute.
Did the Northwestern game kind of play out the way you thought?
Yeah, I kind of figured it was going to be a little bit, I don't want to say tighter, but I mean, very difficult to do the things we wanted to do. And I meant that a little bit more offensively. And you know, you didn't know how they were going to react and respond to some of the venue and what the environment and atmosphere was going to be like. But in some ways, yeah, I think that after what happened last year and just knowing a little bit of the matchups, I kind of figured like this is going to be a tougher, hard-fought game that in my mind which could go down to the fourth quarter.
And I was really impressed with the defensive line and how they were able to kind of hold up against that run game. And then you earn your right to go get after the quarterback. And a really good day for your defense.
No, and it starts up front. And I would say more than anything, the guys that have – you know, over the last 3 or 4 weeks that have become, I don't want to say more, but doing the little things that we ask them to do, because each and every week's a little bit different. Last week was unique, right? I mean, there was a quarterback that you could look at the stats and say, well, he didn't have many sacks. And I was like, believe me, guys, if we have a bunch of sacks, that's not what we're looking for. The ability to keep this guy in the pocket in order to squeeze the pocket, in order to make this guy throw from the pocket. And I think each and every week, at least the last 3 or 4, those guys, what we've asked them to do may be a little bit different, you know, be unselfish to not worry as much about maybe tackles for loss or even the sacks, but do the things that we need to do based on what the game plan looks like. And those guys have really have grown and done a really good job.
That's tough to ask D linemen not to be selfish. isn't it?
Well, maybe for not. Some, yes, you know, the, you know.
Take the gaps, yep, yeah. And don't go sack the
well,
quarterback.
Well, you know, by
and...
nature, the nose guard kind of guys that, you know, that maybe don't get the recognition that some of the big offensive tackles
sure,
guys
yep.
get and the, you know, the contracts that the big offensive line guys get, you know, I mean. We're just, you know, exposable guys up inside that can take shots at
yep.
us and cut us, and it doesn't really matter.
Send big fellas in motion.
Yeah,
and come
we'll
after
get to
you.
That. Yeah, but yeah, no, but I do. It's unique, and everybody wants stats, and everybody wants to look at the end. And you know, people as you do better, they'll start to say, "Well, where can you get better? Well, you only have this many sacks. You only have this many tackles for loss." And sometimes you just got to really kind of look at, "Hey, what's the strengths of the guys that we got, and how does it fit for you know us moving forward and give us a chance to win?" And I think. What those guys are buying into even more is the game plan each and every week and also recognizing what the strengths of our defense in particular can be.
And you're getting a lot of guys involved. I think obviously defensive line, you want to be able to rotate guys, keep them fresh, and guys are stepping into their roles and they're flourishing.
We have, and I think that's where you really have seen and you know, not that there's been an 80-play game on defense just yet, I don't think. Maybe USC was a lot higher. But what you're seeing is there is a truly 8 guys playing. And I don't just mean guys in the last quarter and a, or quarter of the game. I mean, I'm talking about from the second series to the third series. You're playing 4 and 5 outside linebackers, and you're playing 5 inside guys, which gives us a chance as you get to those fourth quarters, as you get late in the second half, just like last week, that those body blows do take a toll, and our guys are really fresh.
I don't know if it's a jinx to bring this up. Hope not. But
then we're going to do it anyway.
It's in the notes, so I guess it's not a jinx. You guys aren't committing many penalties. That has cut down dramatically from the past few years, as a matter of fact.
Not last year.
But, I mean, yeah, well, I said it has cut down from last year.
Yeah.
But you talk about maturity with the team. That's a big part of it, right? I mean, you guys have been – and there was an instance in that – I think it was in the fourth quarter where there looked like there was a dust-up – it was a legal play that one of your linebackers with their quarterback.
There was a dust up, yes.
But your guys, yeah, a couple of your guys were pulling your own teammates away. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's don't let this get out of hand here. Maybe it speaks to the maturity of a lot of guys.
I do think so, and that has a lot to do with penalties, right? I mean, there's aggressive penalties like we talk about. There's stupid penalties, and there's mature penalties or lack of maturity in penalties. And the last year, I think we were 76 in the country mm-hmm. in penalties, which is mid-range, which for us is not where we want to be. And I don't want to bring up the past, but when I was at Cincinnati, we averaged being about 122nd in the country over a six-year period. That's of 130 teams or so. We were a different
group. Well, then you're really improving. It's really getting
better. Well, no, we were not good in that category. And it was, a little bit of the nature of some of the kids and the way that which we played and things like that. And as we came here, we said that, look, an advantage to us is we've got to be able to make sure that we're mature enough, we're disciplined enough to be able to, not put ourselves in tougher situations. And that's what we've talked about. Last year, we didn't. We were 76th or 74th in the country in penalties, and that's just not going to be in a position. Look, I don't want to be the least penalized team in the country. And people look at you, what do you mean? Well, I don't want to be passive. I don't want to say, don't ever hold the guy. Don't ever hit that quarterback. And, don't be aggressive. Like, no, you're going to have some aggressive penalties, but you got to make sure that you can eliminate the undisciplined ones and the stupid ones. And knock on wood, we've done a really good job this year.
Have you seen, it seemed like every kick was getting blocked in that game. It was a crazy special teams game. We, I think, you'd say feel pretty good about what the special teams brought, but there's some stuff to clean up.
No, there was.
A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, I mean, obviously two blocked field goals, one for us and one for them, a blocked punt, and some other opportunities as well. And that's where, especially going on the road, you have to be really sharp. You have to be really disciplined, in particular in the special teams. Because in this league, it's very difficult on the road. And we did some really good things, and there's some things that, even though it was a really good game, that, believe me, we are harping upon this week in particular, the field goal, the punt return stuff, that that we pride ourselves and want to make sure that that's a part of the discipline things that we do, and we got to take advantage of all those opportunities.
How surprised were you? Matt and I were shocked that we had talked about what Northwestern was going to do, that they decided after they got that first down at the end, that was the key play in the game, and we're sitting there saying, thank you very much. I know you can't say that, but I'm guessing you were pretty happy that that's how it shook out.
Well, obviously, it's the results. And that's what I said to our guys on Sunday. I said, look, guys, our job is not, to critique or to evaluate what somebody else does. Our job is to take advantage of every opportunity that's presented to us. And if they want to throw the ball with 50 seconds to go from their own end zone, then that's their prerogative. But our job is to try to take advantage of it. And, you're right. I mean, we misfit. The second down play after we called a timeout and they get a first down, then as most offenses would say, okay, well, if you get the first down, now you can be aggressive. Well, they didn't realize the first down only put them on the 11 or the 14 and they got a penalty. Then they're throwing back out of their own end zone. So I'm sure if you ask Coach, he would, if there's one thing he'd write that back from that game, that would be one of them. But we got to make sure that we learn from those situations as well, and we don't have to make our own mistakes to learn from things like that.
We figured you were just playing chess. Let him get that first
down. Let him
get
the first down. Give him some idea that, hey, we can do this.
I have noticed that defensive linemen are really starting to point out when guys flinch. And that five-yard penalty was huge because then they did it. And I don't know if that's something you've noticed too, but now it is. Oh!
Well,
which is annoying from an offensive line standpoint.
Yeah, exactly. But because that's all these guys try to do, they try to get every advantage they can, and you're not allowed to say move. You're not allowed to say a word.
Now they
clap. Everybody claps, but yet before the game, they tell the officials that, hey, we go on a verbal cadence too, so the defense cannot say be verbal, because every now and then we go on a verbal cadence. So it's like, well, what advantage does the D line even have, right? I mean, the only chance we got is if one of you big guys sneeze and accidentally flinch
a
little bit.
We could
point it out, I mean, maybe it was just the hunger growling, the belly growl of a hunger.
Could have been.
It was getting late in that first half, and he's ready for that peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
What happened.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
There you go.
That halftime that you O linemen got to have.
That's what I love about this show. The O line and the D line. It just every time we do this, we'll take a break. More to come. We'll check in with Director of Football Strength and Conditioning, Brady Collins. We'll hear from him, and we'll have much more to come as we continue with the Luke Fickell Show, Camp Randall Live Edition, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Back in a moment on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about tariffs. We keep hearing this economic term bandied around, and politicians who are talking up tariffs want us to think that it's a good idea to put fees on foreign goods. It's going to, like, protect American businesses and consumers. Turns out, that's not always the case. We can't tax companies that are overseas, so we end up taxing the mostly American-owned and run companies that are just bringing goods in from around the world. So if tariffs go up by 20%, history and studies show that those companies are going to pass those extra costs right on to me and you. I don't know about you. While prices are coming down, I can't afford to pay 20% more for what I'm buying. So next time you hear some politician talking about tariffs, just remember, the ones being proposed are a tax on Americans being paid by Americans. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are the boy band.
Your tween made you see.
We are the boy band.
It's painful concert number three.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19.
We are the boy band.
Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Go Badgers!
We continue with the Luke Fickell Show, Camp Randall Live Edition, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Big crowd here. Thanks to everybody who came out in person at the Evans Transportation Victory Hall here at Camp Randall Stadium. As advertised, we talked about him. Now we get to hear from him. Give it up for the Badger Football Strength and Conditioning Director, Brady Collins, Michael Phelps, imitator, all of that. We'll get to, like, the job of, you know, developing these guys, getting bigger, stronger, faster. But how cold was the water at Lake
Michigan? It was not cold at all.
No?
It felt amazing. I mean, it was 70 degrees, you know. That water was clear, and I had to get in it.
A deal is a deal, right?
Deal's a deal. It started on Thursday with Will Pauling and Tretch. They were working out, and I said, hey, if both you guys score, I'm jumping in the lake. And they're like, bet. And then Braden Locke worked out, and I said, hey, you score a rushing touchdown. Because I always get on to him about scoring a rushing touchdown because he is faster. I said, I'm jumping in the lake. He said, all right. And then the O-line came in. I said, hey, you guys, we rush for over 200 yards. I'm jumping in the lake. And then I told the team on Thursday, I said, when we win, I'm jumping in the lake. So I had to jump in the lake.
Did all of those come true?
They all came true. I don't know about Will, the 200 yards rushing. Will didn't score. Tretch didn't score. Braden did run.
He had a rush,
which I was jacked for. I was jacked for.
He's got two of them now.
He
is faster.
He's got wheels. He does. He's got some wheels. Yeah.
You really just wanted to jump in the lake.
I did. I was sweating, so it was hot. And
he had already checked the weather report, too.
I did check the weather report.
It was a nice day.
And luckily we found a route, and it was refreshing. It was well worth it. So
that had to be the toughest part, because you start looking, those rocks are slick. There wasn't like a nice little carved out path.
No, there
wasn't.
And
you weren't going to jump in. You had to kind of find your
way. I wanted to jump in.
But we were up in the booth, and we were looking like, why is everybody turning hard right and sprinting? And then we found out, well, it's because you made that bet.
It is. So when we got to the stadium, I was like, man, that lake's kind of farther than I thought. Because on TV, it looks like it's right there. So I was like, this is going to be easy. And then you see all the blockades and the security and all that. I'm like, there's no way they're going to let me through. So there was like 8 minutes left in the fourth. I sent one of my guys. I was like, hey, you got to find me a route. And then a couple minutes before the game was over, he turned to me and he's like, you better get your ass in that lake. And I said, I'm getting there. And luckily, I don't know how it happened, but we found a route. And as soon as the game was over, I just took off. And it was like their people were just like opening up. They're like, go right ahead. And found a way and traversed the rocks and made it in.
So who do you think was the most – what player was most excited to sit? Maybe you've been hard on them and they're like, oh, let's see this guy suffer. Is there somebody that was really excited to see it?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if I suffered. But, yeah, I'm sure they all were happy just because, you know, I told them I'd do it. You know, they performed well. They got the job done. And, you know, I'm a man of my word. So I was more than happy to do it. And I'd do it 20 times again.
Got to do it. Got to have some fun with all this.
You have to. Yeah.
There's a question. Tausch, you brought up a great point Saturday. I talked to Vinny Anthony a couple weeks ago. And I asked him, I said, put your relay team together. You're 4x1 Ooh. On this team. And he mentioned R.J. Delancey.
Okay.
Will Pauling.
Yeah.
Obviously Vinny. And he wanted Quincy to run the anchor.
Oh, yeah.
And Tausch, you remember what you asked? You said, okay, that's fine. I bet you there are four other guys that
for
would
sure.
say,
yeah.
Oh, let me go. Who would they be?
Xavier Lucas, no doubt. I would throw Tretch up there. Four other guys. It's tough.
So you're taking that group, the first group.
That first group's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, but I would – you got to have Xavier Lucas in there. That's a 4-4 guy. I mean, but, yeah, Quincy is a burner, and I think he had him in the leg.
The
right?
anchor.
Yeah, the anchor. Okay.
There's a couple others that you could throw in. I don't know that.
Yeah, Curtis Neal, I'd throw in there. Joe Brunner.
Big man relay.
Physical. You got to be physical in the
them
relay.
Big dogs, will throw them in there.
We didn't say that there was a rules in this race.
There's no rules.
No rules relay.
There's no rules. We're fortunate. We got a lot of guys that are blessed with some really good speed. So
I remember talking to you before camp started. I think folks would be interested. Year two. You know, in a lot of ways, everybody like, okay, we kind of have an idea now. How was that better for you and the guys in the weight room? Winter conditioning, spring, summer. What did you notice different this time around as opposed to year one?
I think a hunger and, they knew what the expectation was. Like, you know, they knew this is how we train. This is why we do it. This is, you know, what we're trying to accomplish from what we're doing. And, you know, it's not always about who can bench the most. Like, nobody cares. They really don't. I don't care. Nobody cares who can squat the most. It's all about what can you do inside that room to make you a better football player and a better man. And all that stuff, you know, yes, if you put the work in, if you, you know, give an insane effort and you're straining and you're pushing yourself and not only yourself but everybody around you to be the best version of yourself, to be great, then good things are going to take care of itself. So I think we just had a really good group of leadership of guys that set the tone, set the standard. And then, you know, the young guys that came in that really were hungry as well. And, you know, just a understanding of, hey, this is what we're trying to do. This is where we need to go. And this is how it should be done.
Brady, who are some of the guys that you really saw take a big jump from your first year to what we're seeing now?
I think one guy that really stands out is Jack Nelson. I mean, really do. Like, you know, just changing his mindset, his body, you know, his work ethic, his leadership, all those types of things, that's huge for him. Braden Locke, I mean, he's a guy who came in 185 pounds, you know, skinny, and, you know,
not
really
sure
transformed.
I don't think he ever had
he's
lifted
never,
much.
Yeah, he never lifted much at all. You know, it's hard to pinpoint because there's so many guys that you could really, you know, I mean, honestly, one of my ones that stands out the most is Nizir Fourcreen. I mean, you know, got to us late from Grand Valley, coming off of surgery, 170 pounds, soaking wet, you know, played a lot of ball for us last year, but probably wasn't his best version of himself. You know, this offseason, he puts on 20 pounds of muscle. He's one of our hardest practice players. He's one of our hardest workout. He's an absolute dude inside and out. He's all business, all football. And but you know, I could be up here for hours going about everybody. But
well, we got 20 more minutes.
Well, you mentioned too that, you know, the leadership, and you go back to the off season, guys like, you know, Jake Chaney came. You mentioned him like right away. And
yeah.
Waller, guys who really that all that stuff matters. You talk about leadership in October, but that really starts many months prior, doesn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And you know, I always say it's almost like, you know, those guys make me a better coach. It's almost like cheating sometimes, because when you're training those guys, they're an extension of you. But also, I mean, I always say, like, you know, anybody can run a workout. But when those guys take over and they're running the group and they're holding everybody accountable, that's when you know you got good things happening. And, you know, we were very blessed to have guys like Chaney, like Hunter Waller, Will Pauling, Jack Nelson, Joe Brunner, Jake Renfro, a bunch of other guys that have really done that.
How is it that you keep it fresh? Because if you're the same guy and you're doing the rah-rah and all that stuff that bring that energy, how do you keep it fresh so that the guys, is it competitive? What are some of the things you do that kind of separate it and it's not just Groundhog Day when you come in?
Man, that everybody's welcome to come see how that is, because I don't even know if I can explain it. A lot of it has to do with music. You know, I mean,
not yacht rock or who's playing.
It's anything. I mean,
who's playing Saturday?
If you come in, hey, today at 11 a.m., when Hunter Waller comes in and I's here for Queen, it's going to be a little bit of Adele. There's going to be some yacht rock. There's going to be some Queen. Wow. And there's going to be some crazy rap. Like, you know, you play to the crowd, obviously. But you just try to be exactly what those kids need, you know. And I think the biggest thing is just being consistent. If I change and I, you know, deter from who I truly am, those kids will see that right away. And, you know, the biggest thing that I always want to be is positive, right? I want to be uplifting. I know that not everybody's looking forward to maybe lifting on Sunday, whether, you know, it was a great performance the prior day or not. But, like, you got to do it. Like, you got to flush the body. You got to get pushing back through it. And you got to train hard like you do. Like, you know, just like in life, football is hard. And so you got to push through things. You got to continue to train, take care of your body, your mind more than anything. But, you know, I'm fortunate. I got a great staff, but again, you mix it up, you be who you are, and you got to have fun.
That's what I would say. I would say that there's times where, yes, there's some consistency in everything that they do, but there are different, like, your workout group isn't always going to be the same people. And the thing that they do, it's not like maybe the old school days when I came in, I knew that there was going to be, okay, we've got to do our lunges, we've got to do our shrugs, we've got to do our, and it was the same card, maybe with some different, like, percentages and weights, but, like, they don't do the same things, which I think is really valuable. You're getting the same body parts and the same work, but he's going to mix it up, meaning maybe we're doing a machine this time, maybe we're doing something else this time, maybe we're going to the back room. You know, and even at times they switch up, like, who's training them. Usually you have your group, but obviously then they can switch the groups up and things, and every guy is a little bit different in the things that they use. I think that keeps it really fresh, really different. Obviously, the you know, the music and different things like that, but I think that maybe you don't even notice that because he's doing it, that gives those guys an opportunity. You know, all of a sudden you're switching up those groups. Now, you know, Jake Chaney's in with some other guys that he has to even be a greater motivator than, you know, it just becomes one of those things that if I do the same thing every single day. So I think a lot of that mix-up makes it who it is and makes them what they are.
And how important is the mental side of this? Because I think everybody just thinks, hey, go move a ton of weight, do this. But you mentioned Jack and the mental component to it. How much of that, because, you know, Bobby Knight came and talked to us at one point and said, mental is to physical as four is to one. The mental part of it is just as important as getting these guys strong in the weight room.
It is, 100%. And, you know, I think that just goes back to, you know, everything that our program entails. And it starts from the top, obviously. But, you know, we drive and we instill that as well. Like I was saying, nobody really truly cares how much you bench and squat and all that stuff, but you got to work hard. You got to put in the work. And I think more than anything is the way that we do things. Yes, you're going to be with the boys. Yes, it's going to be challenging. Yes, it's going to be hard, which it should be, but it's also going to be a positive environment where we're not going to let you fail, and it's going to be uplifting, and that's how you grow. That's how you succeed. And when you see the camaraderie around the room of the guys not letting each other down and wanting to be better for each other selfishly, you know, and unselfishly to do better things on the field. That's what it's all about.
And can you get a pretty good gauge on that just through your summer workouts? I know Squat Fest is always a ton of fun to be around, but you see, and then that how that carries over when maybe things aren't going well in the third quarter and you need someone to pick it up. Can you see that correlation?
I mean, sometimes, you know, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, it's not, you know, what we do on Squat Fest doesn't mean that we're going to win games. Like, it's the daily consistent grind that we do, the, you know, the effort and the work that we put in every single day behind closed doors, not just, you know, the one day where there's lights and all that stuff. But, you know, I would be, you know, not biased to say that, like, I do think that there are things that when we do in the weight room and in the off season and in training camp, when things are hard and it's grinding every single day, no doubt that shows up on the field.
Yeah, I mean, I think that what they do is the mental challenge. Like you said, we take numbers. Yes, we do, you know, the combine testing days. He does the lifting days. We don't hold those things. We don't, like, all of a sudden, like, oh, that guy's a great player because he's – but it's the consistency. It's the grind. It's the ability to kind of train him mentally, because my favorite word to him is, oh, hey, so-and-so did this. And I said, well, you know what? Those weights don't fight back, you know. And at some point in time, all of a sudden, they're going to put a helmet on. And guess what? That guy across from him, he and I only bunch 135 pounds, but he swings back. And you get to see – so I think the greatest thing for me is we're on the same page. We understand that what we're training is there – yes, our muscles, but really it's the mind. And so the grind or the competition, the what they create in there and the energy is really what the culture of the program wants to be on a consistent basis. Does that mean we got to play music? Okay, then we'll play music. But it's the competitive spirit. It's the camaraderie. It's the competitive nature that is way more important that those guys do in there and find a way to make it fun. I think that's probably the key. And again, not everybody loves just to get beat up on the squat rack, right? But, like, when you're having fun with it in a way where it doesn't matter whether you're a guy that's squatting 650 or I'm a guy that's squatting 250, like, it's still everybody's, you know, in a positive light. And I think that's where the mental side of things is so important for that room.
Final thought, Luke, when I see you guys on the practice field, you guys are often together. You're talking, I mean, as much as you lean on everybody on your staff, is it fair to say that that's a big part of Brady and his importance, which encompasses so many things. But
oh yeah,
he's a great feedback guy, just kind of getting you the pulse of things.
It's so much because those guys, they do. I mean, we try to keep the negativity of anything like playing time and punishments and things like that out of that room and the guys that him and his staff, because it is a very positive, uplifting environment. As hard as those guys work and as tough as it is. So sometimes I really do believe they've got a different relationship. And he can have the pulse of the team on a Sunday, whether it's a win or a loss. And I'm always going to be down there going to him and say, what do you see? What do you think? What do you hear? You know, because you get this the report, like, you know, there's Tauscher. Oh, Tauscher got another thigh bruise, and I don't know what he can do today. And then I go down to Brady, and he's like, he just squatted 525 pounds. I got him going, and he's good. And then the trainer's like, well, I don't know if he can go today. And I look at it, and Brady's like, oh, no, he can go. Don't worry. Will Pauling just squatted. He's going to be fine. And so they might be in the training room, like Tauscher's over there telling him he can't go today. And then all of a sudden he goes in, and Coach Brady gets him going, and I don't know how he does it to you, but we get your big butt
you
back out there.
anything for you.
So, yes, there is a lot of connection, and there's not a lot of exact science into some of the things that are done. Mm-hmm. But the mental side of things, it's really important.
You know, and you love what you do, too, and it shows,
yeah,
right?
I mean, yeah.
Your day starts when?
I get up at 4:30.
Okay.
Yep. And then, you know, I might hit snooze a couple times. Depends on how many kids are in our bed. And then, yeah, get in. I mean, we'll have 6 a.m. workouts for young guys that are developmental. And, you know.
And big guys.
And big guys.
Every young guy, every big guy, you know, would be in there at 6
a.m. We have a special big guy.
Oh, that sounds fun.
A little mobility, flexibility, a little all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
They have to be there at 6 every day for the young
little
guys.
Little woosah, you know, one of those. But, yeah, you know, starts early, but, you know, we're there always for those guys. And, you know, whatever they need, we're there.
We appreciate you being here. We appreciate you. You negotiated the rocks and the nicest save.
Yep.
And,
what do you think he's going to? What'll be the thing down in Nebraska or Iowa? Is it, you start thinking ahead? You're going to pass the baton to somebody else?
Let's just win, and that'll take care of itself. But I know we got cold tubs here, so I'll jump in a cold tub. I don't care.
Whatever needs to be done.
Whatever needs to be done. I don't care. As long as the boys do well, it's all that matters.
Appreciate your time, as always. Thanks, Brady. Give it up, Brady Collins. We'll take a break. More to come as the Luke Fickell Show Camp Randall Live edition continues on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Hey Badger fans, fall is here and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Rolling on with the Luke Fickell Show, Camp Randall Live Edition, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Our coverage on Saturday, by the way, starts at 4:30, kickoff set for 6:30, actually 6:40, if you want to be exact, for the Badgers and the Penn State Nittany Lions, but thanks to Brady Collins. He'd fire you up to this day.
Yeah, he's fun. You could tell, and I know, you know, Luke obviously looks at that position because that's where the guys spend their most time, the off season. And you know, a lot of times, you know, between that and the training staff, it's not just about, and why I ask the mental part of it is because it's not just about the physical stuff. It's also about getting to gauge where guys are at. And really, they're so vital to everybody's career, not only from the physical side, but from the mental side of it. When you see guys develop, a lot of it falls at their feet.
They gush players. I don't even have to ask. They just they mention Brady and his staff right away, how much the respect and they genuinely like those guys, too, which goes a long way. But the respect, I think these guys, too, Luke, you get these before and after pictures. And I would think that's a motivator for guys like, oh, this is really working. And then they can't wait to get back in there for the next session.
That is important. I mean, those guys, the thing about that room in general is if you work hard, you're going to see a progression, right? I mean, it doesn't always happen on the football field, right? You can go out there and work hard and just keep getting beat up. Right, maybe you're not quite as strong, but like when you see numbers, whether you're started off strong or not, you see a progression that just naturally happens. You see some of those pictures and your body changes. It's amazing how that really helps those guys mentally in a lot of different ways. And it's always been important to us, you know, in you know, since we've been together in our program. But you'd be amazed at how much further that even goes. Like, I know we all have mental health specialists now, you know, we didn't have them when we first started, even at Cincy, but like, I would tell you this, that even though we had them, the guys would be most comfortable going and sitting and talking with those guys and the staff, and you'd get more from those guys, and they would spend more time helping guys out, whatever's going on in their lives, just because of the impact that they've had, you know, because guys see their bodies change, guys see their numbers change, guys just feel better when they leave those guys And no matter where it's been, those guys have been something a lot more than just a strength coach.
No doubt. Coach, before we get into the Penn State game, I just want, for my own clarity standpoint, the substitution rules when the offense goes out there, and if it's like 20 seconds and all of a sudden they bring in nickel, do you have, and not that you would have your D lineman do this or anybody else,
yeah, we would.
But the slow jog to force a timeout, we saw that. Is that a little gamesmanship on both sides of it?
We call it baseball. And then if we're going hockey, then that means you better hustle.
Okay.
So, yeah, it that's one of the only, I think, kind of things left for the defense to kind of control is if they substitute it. It's a way of slowing the game down. It's a way of, you know, having yourself to have some poise. But it you got to make sure you're doing the thing right. I mean, you got to know that there's a substitution. So there is obviously a bit of gamesmanship, and you've seen a couple timeouts have to be called to the other side. If you substitute, so our rule is offense, like you cannot substitute after 15 seconds. So if there's 15 seconds left and we make a sub, I can almost guarantee you, or they, let's say the other team, they make a sub and there's 14 seconds left on the play clock.
Timeout coming.
There's no way that guy's going to get off the field. We're going, whoa. They're going to give you 3 seconds. Now it's going to go down to 10. And then we're going to sub at the very last second. And then we're going to take baseball. And the guy's going to take his time. And it's going to, unless they're going to be 5 yards, I mean, they're going to have to call a timeout. And we're the same way. It can happen to us on offense. We can't sub after that point because you're at the mercy of the defense.
Yeah, you watch games, and sometimes with these late subs, you can see a defensive guy kind of picking up the tempo to get off the field, and then all of a sudden he hits the brakes. Like, slow down now, and then turn it into the manager walking to the mound, right, as you say, baseball.
It is. And I'm like, even if it's not to get a penalty, it's also to let those guys kind of gather themselves, right? I mean, you can get a little bit of an advantage. You can see the formation. You can make some things happen. You can make some checks as those guys are getting ready. And so it is one way defensively you have some control over the ability to how fast the game is going. Otherwise, you don't. You're at the mercy of how fast that ball put down, how fast can they snap it. And so offensively, that's why it's unique that you got to make sure you're substituting at certain times, and that's going to slow the game down.
We got about 2 minutes left. Quickly on Penn State, a team that I guess you could say safely it's a very creative team offensively with what it does, with its motions. Your thoughts on the guy who's getting a ton of attention nationally now, number 44, Tyler Warren, their tight end, who seems like he does a little bit of everything out there?
He does. He's a really, really good football player. I have not played against him, but every team that they've played has had more respect for him even after they've played him. Sometimes you could say, well, hey, he's wide open. He's, 35 of his 40 catches, he's been uncontested. Like, he does a really good job. They do a really good job at finding ways to use him and to get him into situations. And he causes a lot of havoc because you got to pay attention to him. And it opens up a lot of things for the other guys as well.
They got some guys on defense, too, that are going to be a big challenge.
They are. They are a very talented football team on both sides of the ball. I know that as a guy, obviously, speaking to the guys up front, and that's where the game starts, they are very talented up front on the defensive line. And that'll be a challenge for us, and that's one of those things we're going to have poise to be able to manage it because you can't simulate it, right? I mean, you could go against the defense, and you can say this, and you can, but like until you get out there, until you actually go in that first series to recognize, the difference of the speed and the quickness of some of those guys, you're going to have to be able to adjust.
I appreciate your time as always. Good luck on Saturday night against Penn State.
Thank you,
Head Coach Luke Fickell. We'll take a break. Tausch and I back to wrap things up in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Bringing the house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's Wisconsin and Penn State at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Here is a list of upcoming Halloween events in the central Wisconsin area. WRCT presents the Silver Foxes in Let the Spirit Move You, October 24th at 2 p.m., October 25th at 6 p.m., and October 26th at 2 p.m. at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, 220 3rd Avenue South. Halloween at the Y on Friday, October 25th from 5:30 to 8 p.m., a free event with donation of non-perishable food item. The Historic Point Boss Spirit Walk is Saturday, October 26th from 6 to 8 p.m., located on Wakely Road just off Highway KZ south of Nakusa. There's a kids' Halloween party in the Rome Town Center on Saturday, October 26th from 1 to 3 p.m. St. Luke's Lutheran Church will be having a trunk or treat on Sunday, October 27th from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. at 2011 10th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. And there's a trunk or treat event in Port Edwards on Sunday, October 27th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Port Edwards Municipal Building, 201 Market Avenue. From everyone at WFHR and WIRI, wishing you a safe and happy Halloween.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, if you're leaving a job, unless it's like truly a terrible worst case scenario, it's a good practice to leave your job on the best terms possible. I mean, you never know what or who you might need later. So here are my four steps for leaving a job without burning a bridge. Number one, start by talking first to your direct manager. Now, you don't have to go into great detail about why you're leaving or what you're going to do next, but a when you're leaving and some version of a why should be in there. And 2 weeks' notice is the polite minimum standard for leaving a job. Step two, email your resignation to HR and include your end date. Step three, now if you are a manager, your direct reports should be the next folks you talk to after you and your boss have put together a plan. And finally, do the best work you can so you leave on the best terms possible. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
To Joy.
Rosen is caught, touchdown, Wisconsin!
That'll be fun on Saturday night, 6:40 kick. Our coverage starts at 4:30. Your old coach said, make it big. Make it a big game. Credit to these guys. They've made it a big game.
You earn the right to play in these big games by winning the games before it, and that sets up these bigger ones. And under the lights, undefeated, number three team in the country coming in here, and you can do something special that every player that's coming out here for Wisconsin can do. It's going to be exciting. I can't wait.
Credit to Northwestern doing what they can with their temporary stadium. I'm guessing the atmosphere is going to be a little different here on Saturday. I'll see you at the tailgate at 4?
We'll
stop by. It's
wait
free.
For me.
It's
yeah,
free.
I'll see you there.
All right. Our coverage starts at 4:30. Kick 6:30 or 6:40 thereabouts. Be there. Have fun. Get crazy. Enjoy a great college football matchup, Wisconsin and Penn State, Saturday night on the Badger Sports Network. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Everything about advertising can be terrifying to business owners. Don't let that chill go down your spine the next time you hear the word sales. Call me today. I'm Ashley, and I can take the fright out of advertising for your business. With our network abilities in digital, radio, and web, we possess all the tools to make your business successful. Call me today at 715-496-0710. Because here at 97.5 FM WFHR, we want you to succeed.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.